You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Jay Levy, an AV-rated attorney and member of the Florida Bar since 1976, who focuses his practice on litigation of business and commercial disputes appeals. Jay, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours as well. So first of all, please explain to our listeners about your background and how you started your firm, for starters.
Okay, well, I passed the bar in 1976, and I've been a lawyer for 38 years down here in South Florida. And maybe 5 or 6 years into being a lawyer, I realized that I had sufficient experience to be able to go out on my own, that my bosses were perhaps a little bit more experienced but no better than I was as a lawyer. And so, as I have the privilege of doing, I, as we say, hung out my own shingle and opened my own office.
You got to love that. So tell us, I'm sure those that may be considering opening up their own practice, what are some of the pros and cons of running your own practice?
Running a practice is, in essence, running a business. It's not something that we lawyers are trained to do. When you go to law school, they teach you about the law. They don't teach you about the business side. And so the nuances of running a business is something that you have to experience and you have to learn as you go. It's kind of an experience-oriented kind of thing where you make decisions and sometimes you guess right and sometimes you guess wrong, because you're really out there in a situation where you don't know what's right or not, what will work and what won't work until you try it out. The pros and cons of running anybody's business are: I get to make all the decisions. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. I get to pick and choose the cases I want. I answer to no one but myself. The downside is I answer no one but no one to myself, so I really don't have people to bounce ideas off of. And and it's tough to get away on vacation because I'm the one who's here, and it's tough to get away. And I have, if I don't do well, the firm doesn't do well. It's not like I have other people here that I can count on in the difficult times to get by financially.
Well pointed out there. Tell us some of the most common issues that you deal with regarding employee or employer relations.
Well, I see a lot of overtime cases. I see a lot of misconceptions that if you receive a salary, for example, that automatically disqualifies you from overtime. I see discrimination issues both sides, from the employer and the employee. I see situations involving unpaid overtime, things along that line. Those are generally the common issues I see in employee-employer relationships.
Today we are joined by Jay Levy, an AV-rated attorney and member of the Florida Bar since 1976, who focuses his practice on litigation of business and commercial disputes appeals here on Enterprise Radio, working in both association with eMiami and our Legal Corner, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jay, what has been your most interesting case in the past year?
Well, I had the privilege of trying a 5-day case before a jury over a gentleman who was employed as a manager of a hotel with a written contract concerning a term for years. So in other words, he had a 5-year contract. For whatever reason, his employer had chose to terminate him 2.5 years into the contract. And the case revolved around whether they had cause to terminate, or whether they terminated him without cause, in which case he was entitled to be paid for the balance of his contract. And it was a 5-day marathon involving a jury. And fortunately, at the end of the case, the jury came back and gave us every cent we asked for, and then a bit more, because they calculated our damages. in a manner that I had not anticipated, but as they calculated them, we got more money than we asked for. So it was very rewarding. And yes, that's permissible so long as there's a basis to justify the number the jury reached at.
And that certainly is quite interesting. As a business attorney, what's the one thing you repeatedly encounter that entrepreneurs and business owners should be aware of?
You need to read your contracts. You need to put everything in writing. You need to document disciplinary actions, but you need to read these things. There is this perception that people just do not read their contracts. I'm always amazed when people come to me and they bring their agreements in and they haven't read them, or they haven't had them explained, or they didn't have a lawyer when they signed them. And these contracts obviously form the crux of the dispute between the individuals in the lawsuit, and yet one side has never read the contract. And sometimes I wonder if I'm the only person on the face of the earth that actually reads these things, because in order to do my job, I have to read the contract and understand it. And then you go back to your client and you discuss the contract, and it's like an eye-opening experience for them because they never had any idea. So put your stuff in writing and read it and understand it. That's, I think, the watchword of our society.
Without a question. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners tuning in today?
You know, when you deal with a lawyer, you deal with somebody who dots their I's and crosses their T's. It's the nature. Law is a very precise kind of thing. There's a lot of gray area in the law, but in the end, it comes down to specifics. So my tip for entrepreneurs is to document everything in writing. Put your agreements in writing. Make sure that you understand them. Make sure you sign them. If you're an employer with a situation with a difficult employee, make sure you document each step in the termination process, because we find when you get to court, talk is cheap. People can say whatever they want, but a good paper trail goes a long way to proving your case. So no matter what it is, make sure you document.
And that certainly is some golden advice for you entrepreneurs listening in. Take heed to that advice. How about telling our listeners where they can find you online, Jay?
And I'm at jleveylaw.com. That's my website. It has all sorts of interesting information about me and informative information. And if anybody needs my assistance, all you have to do is email me, and I'll be happy to respond. You can reach me at jay@jaylevylaw.com.
Well, Jay, certainly appreciate your being with us today and taking a moment to be with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed every minute of it.
And you can count on it that I did as well. We've been speaking with Jay Levy, an AV-rated attorney and member of the Florida Bar since 1976, who focuses his practice on litigation of business and commercial disputes appeals. And once again, the website of reference is jleveylaw.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.